Rocky and Lissa in the morning on 98.5 KRC.
Oh, we've got something big here, Liss.
What happened?
Another germ alert for you.
Oh, no. Don't ruin my day. Don't. Are you going to take something normal that I enjoy and just poop on it? You're so good at that.
This is serious. You might not want to touch the salt and pepper shakers at restaurants. How often do you think they get cleaned?
Oh, stop. I used to work in a restaurant. Never.
The director of operations at consumersafety.org says most salt and pepper shakers are only wiped down if they appear dirty. Even then, the bus people are just using like a damp cloth they've been carrying around all day. So they're basically just, you know, wiping them down with more germs. So you need to go to restaurants with gloves now. You really do, because they never really clean them.
Pretty much anything that the public touches, you should assume is a leper colony, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I hate you. My day starts, picture it like a giant balloon, and it's a happy face balloon. And then as you talk to me, the balloon just deflates and deflates and deflates. So by the end of our show, you're like, murm, murm.
I'm melting.
Why?
Hi, I was just calling. You did a little feed about restaurants, about salt and pepper shakers.
Yes, and Rocky grossed me out.
Hopefully,
hopefully
you work or own a restaurant that...
Well, I work at a restaurant. I actually work at Amadeo's in Music, and every single time a table leaves, we wipe down the salt and pepper shakers.
Get
and
out!
They are washed, and they're run through the dishwasher weekly.
Yay.
And they're filled with salt and pepper.
Now, good for you guys.
Weekly.
But I am sure that is unheard of in the restaurant business.
Every single time a table leaves, the hostess wipes down the table, wipes down the salt and pepper shakers. Yeah.
What's the name of the place? It could be my new favorite place to eat.
Yeah, it's the only place I'll go to eat.
Amadeo's and Music. It's on Bernie Avenue.
Oh, you're right down the street. Not that far from us.
That is fantastic.
I may come over for lunch today.
What is your name? You just saved my day.
We don't do lunch, actually.
Oh, no lunch.
We just do dinner, so we're open Sundays from 1 to 8 also.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thanks, Brandy. We love
you.
You're
welcome. Thank
you. Bye. Germ-free Brandy right there.
God bless
Way
Brandy.
To go. Wow. Every time a customer leaves.
I bet it's more common than you think.
Really?
I'm just trying to win this back in my direction so I'm not skeeved out for the rest of the day.